You're listening to Marcy Lynn once again on WNHH LP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.
Hello all. Good. Thank you, Harry, for the introduction. I am happy to be here. Thank you, everybody, who has bared with me the last 2 weeks. And thank you for all who congratulated me on my wedding. I appreciate that. There have been some serious things that have gone on, and this show is going to give some people some knowledge on charter schools and what is actually going on at Achievement First Amistad Academy High School here in New Haven on Dixville Avenue, the old Martin Luther King School. With me, I have some parents of some students that are eager learners. They're in their latter years, almost ready to leave the school. But as of the last year or so, there have been some up and downs. And as of the last few weeks, there have been some unanswered questions that we'd like answered. Before we get into the petition that I have out that most of you may have seen, because a lot of my followers have addressed the petition on my Facebook page, I wanted to. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to take the time to let you all know that Amistad listened. Closed mouths don't get fed. And I do believe that the pressure was placed on the administrative department at Amistad, because yesterday we had a town hall with quite a few administrators from Achievement First and almost all of the active staff, I should say, at Amistad that is fixing the issues. The last 2 days, we have not gotten any secure schools or school lockdowns. And I wanted you all to know that I was very, very happy with the results and the answers that they gave us. Harry, wait just a moment. I want you guys to hear some of the secure school messages. And then after Wanda speaks, I'm going to go over what the difference is between secure school and school lockdown, which if they had just communicated it, it would have been so much easier for us as parents. Harry, continue playing for me for a moment. Let me just let you all know that I did reach out to administration at Achievement First, not just the high school, but Achievement First in Brooklyn, their home base, to try to get some answers to some questions that we have not been able to get answers to on the administrative changes and the what they call now secure school on top of the lockdowns. Now, so pause when right I say there, secure yeah. school, I'd like you to know that that's usually. So yesterday we met with Kirsten Gibson Cooper, who is the regional superintendent, Dumar Patton, Chief of High Schools, Antonisha Wilson, Director of High School Academic Operations, Amy Basil, Regional Director of School Operations, Shannon Williams Patton, Managing Director of Principal Preparation and Pipeline, Cherish Terry, Senior Director of Family Engagement, Linnell and Alexander, Chief Equity Officer, and the school-based staff, which if you are at the school, you will know most of these names. The interim principal is AJ Lowe. AJ has been with Achievement First for a very long time. She is very, very well respected, and I'm happy that that decision was made, and I think a lot of the changes are going to be made through her. Kashim Johnson, Dean of Schools Culture, Danny Blue, Dean of School Culture, Quest Anderson, Dean of Special Education, Atala Shepherd, Dean of College and Career, and 15 other school staff. There were more staff members than parents. Continue, please, Harry. Something going on in the school that is dangerous. When I say lockdown, it's danger outside and inside possibly. So there have been a tremendous amount of those in the latter weeks because of administrative changes that they're not explaining to us and letting us know the truth of. So I started a petition And I started it on change.org. And if you actually go on change.org or go on to any of my social media pages, Marcy Lynn Jones, you will see the petition specifically for what we're speaking about today. The verbiage on our actual petition is basically asking for transparency in all that's going on. So I'd like to introduce to you first Ms. Wanda Howard, a concerned parent and someone I've known for quite some time, and Stephanie Hayward, another concerned parent, and we all have female children in this school, so that's something I wanted to mention as well. We're looking for those parents that have male children. We're looking for those freshman parents that, you know, it seems like the freshmen are being blamed for a lot of things, and I don't think that it's just a matter of that. I think a lot of the things that are going on are outside the school. So first, if you guys wanted, or if Wanda, you want to take a minute and introduce yourself, and then Stephanie, take a minute and introduce yourself. And, you know, you don't have to mention who your daughter is, but you're going to mention the things that they may have been through before I read the petition and where we were before and where we are now, which is the scary part.
So, hi, my name is Wanda Howard. I am a mom auntie of a student at Amistad High. She came over from Amistad Middle to Amistad High, and I was previously on the parent teacher leadership group last year and her freshman year. I just want to understand and get some understanding and clarification as to what's happening there. I hear stories from her, but I have yet to receive any type of communication about what's happening. What's happening with the principal, what's happening with some of this.
Okay. So Wanda's point was brought up, and our answer was that when things happen in the school, they have to keep the anonymity for the kids. So we were getting the secure schools and the school lockdowns. They were explained to us. A secure school situation is either a medical emergency or something that pertains to one student, and they need to keep the kids in the classrooms for the privacy of that child, medical emergency, whatever it is, that type of thing. We didn't ever get that communication. So the suggestion was made, and now it's understood by the staff that putting secure school, the kids are safely in their classrooms, instead of secure school, we'll get back to you. We're not telling you anything. So that's basically the messages that we get. Then the school lockdown is a school lockdown. Most people know what a lockdown is. It's usually danger inside or outside the school, as I mentioned. But we were getting these secure school messages, and we were never told exactly what they were. So it looked like they were getting 7 and 8 lockdowns in a day. Also, Wanda mentions that her niece daughter, I call her, actually just, it's very scary. But I wanted to mention that Wanda is one of those people that cannot just jump up out of her job or have her phone in her hand to know that these secure schools and shutdowns are going on. So she has to lean on other parents and myself when something like that happens. So you can continue, Harry, and then I'll get into the children that want to learn.
Staff, and then the yonder bags were introduced, and then we get these 3 or 4 messages a day that are saying that the school is shut down. You know, it's just very confusing. It's very unsettling, especially while you're working, to be receiving all of these different communications and not be able to contact your child. It's unacceptable, and it's unacceptable that we haven't heard anything about it from anyone of the administration. So I plan to try to reach out to some other parents. Hopefully this message will go out to everyone, and we could really put some pressure on them to give us an explanation. We are owed an explanation I am scared to send her to school. I'm scared not to send her to school. This is a very important time for her because she's a junior. Mm-hmm. She's smart. This is a time when she should be looking for colleges and looking into colleges and getting herself prepared. And I'm not quite sure if she's been sick the last couple of days, and I'm not quite sure if that's the reason for it. So, yes, I'm very, very concerned about what's happening. And
pause for a second here.
We're going to have to step up and...
So, about the communication, the staff, the entire staff that I just mentioned admits that communication is poor. What my understanding from the meeting yesterday is that right now, it is important for them to secure the school for the safety of the kids and then worry about other things. So far, so good. In the last couple of days, we have not gotten any secure schools or school lockdowns. They have made some changes in what they call hot spots that usually are places and areas in the school where the kids are able to make bad choices, pretty much. So now they've set up a plan to make sure in the cafeteria and in the morning when they have that free time to get the energy out, there are more faculty and staff there to keep kids from doing or making bad decisions, as they say. The Yonder Bags, and I don't know if any of you have ever been to like not really a concert, but I think it's usually the comedians. If you go to a comedy show and they make you put your bag away so you know, don't record them, that's the type of bag they're talking about, where they actually have somebody that has to unlock it after the show. So those bags were implemented in the beginning of January. They worked for a bit. I want to explain to you that people thought it was because the kids were fighting and it was being recorded. The staff made it very clear that that was not the initial reasoning. Their reasoning was to take the phones out of the classrooms so there could be less distractions, and the kids that want to learn could concentrate, and the kids that want to learn don't have to worry about somebody behind them or somebody coming up or starting a fight on media. It was a distraction. So at least we know now that the intent was not just to keep the kids off of media for fighting. The intent was to stop the distractions and get back to academic focus, which is what Achievement First stands on. So that was the situation with the phones, where we were hearing they took away the phones for one thing, and now we actually have the administration that told us why they really took the phones. But now, at least we have an option. But again, the security of the school is the priority right now, and I think they're going in the right direction. And Harry, you can continue.
And hold the school accountable for why they are not giving us some answers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Steph?
Hello, my name is Stephanie Hayward, and I'm a parent of a 10th grader at Amistad, and also a aunt to three juniors at Amistad High. And the concerns that I have is, her freshman year, there was so many different things going on. And then we asked about security, and then they said they were gonna get security. They said they were gonna get metal detectors, but this is like the only school that I know that does not have metal detectors, that does not have security, and a lot of different things go on. For instance, a student was seen with a gun. We didn't get alerted. I got a call from my cousin that happened to be driving down Dixwell Avenue, and the school was surrounded by police, for me to text my daughter, and she tells me what's going on.
Please, Harry, please. Okay, so this is a conflict for us. We sat and we talked about these things, about the gun and the knife situation and the metal detector situation, and we spoke with someone, previous staff, that's transitioned now, that said that the metal detectors are something that they stand on not having because they want to be different. Then we hear yesterday that there's a possibility they're going to be doing something. So I'm hoping that they do something in the way of making sure kids don't get things in. Now, as she said, you're hearing from kids. At the time, last week, we still only could rely on what our children were telling us. They literally, and when I say they, I mean the administration here in New Haven, Amistad High School, and Brooklyn in New York, actually came and told us that we know communication is poor. We're going to work on communication, and right now, safety is number one. So they definitely are going to be held accountable to if they are actually not sending us the secure schools and lockdowns because they're afraid of the backlash from us and our kid, there's things going on with our children. So the communication is horrible. They're willing to work with us directly. And we are going to hold them accountable because there are children that really want to learn. And now I think they maybe, it's going to take a while to fix these things. But I think they're on the right track because this is the second day where I'm not getting a whole bunch of secure school or troubled by my daughter being at school and having to have her phone. Because if something happens, I told her just leave. So as far as the administrative change, Dr. Simon Obas has transitioned. That's the wording. That's the same thing I'm being told, not only by the administration, but by him as well, which is good because sometimes people grow out of positions and he's moved on. He's transitioned. So transitioned is not resigned. It's not fired. It's not he did this and they had to get rid of him. It's not all the things that we were hearing. I heard so many different reasons why he was gone, but I go to the horse. So I actually spoke with him and he explained that he transitioned. The same thing that the school's saying. But you can't find out about any of these staff things without that. Go on, Harry.
By the time I started walking to the school, that's when I was getting alerted that the school was in lockdown. Mm. And I feel like as a parent, we should have been alerted right then and there. And then you get there and then they don't want to let you in to get your child. But I had a staff member coming to the door to get his DoorDash.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And then when I asked him, well, you're getting food. Is this a typical day for you? Like, is this normal? He was like, it's okay. My DoorDash been here. He had to go around the corner. That does not make it or break it, sir. You have a situation going on in your school with cops still outside your school, parents out in the hallway waiting to get their child, can't get their child, but you're opening up the door to get a DoorDash.
Very inconsiderate. Mm.
I never signed the paper for those yonder pouches because I want my child to be able to get in touch with when something happens. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to see a text message when like from Monday and Tuesday.
So, as far as Stephanie's daughter, my niece, there was a situation with someone that had threatened her, and you know. There wasn't a gun. The administration is standing on the fact that there was never, they say, no weapons have ever been on school property. But we've heard it frequently from the children that things happen and there's no way for us to know. So we have to stand with what the staff and administration is telling us and move forward. We can't be stuck on stuff. So my niece had a situation where there was someone that actually had threatened her and harassed her. And, you know, her mom had to call the police. And it really, I am so glad that they came yesterday because I never, in 1,000 years would have thought that, the laws had changed for bullying. So anything that happens outside the school, of course they can't investigate when they used to be able to, you know, suspend and expel from things outside of the school. they explained to us that if it happens inside the school, they can investigate it, but they cannot tell the other about the discipline of the other child. That's fine with me. What troubles me in a separate situation, more like bullying, is that if someone is doing something to someone and they're doing it in and out of the school and online, they can't lump those three together and then investigate in the school unless these things that this person are doing are consistently in the school. So that's why a lot of bullying cases don't get addressed, because it has to be a series of events. It has to be in the same place as far as school is concerned. And if you have somebody that's doing something bully-like to you outside of school, they can't hold them accountable for that any longer. I didn't even know that that changed. I really did know at one point they had a lot of suspensions, and it was because you could hold the children accountable for what they were doing outside the school. I think taking that away ends up being one of our problems too, because the kids aren't accountable at home, because you'll get arrested if you take, you know, if you do anything, you know, dangerous to them, or any discipline that is out of character for what DCF standards are. Stephanie's daughter literally had surgeries briefly after that. And Harry, I want to get to that part. Can you get to that part, please, with Stephanie for me?
The school went into lockdown and out of lockdown and in the lockdown and out of lockdown twice in one day.
It was three times, actually, because the morning time was secure school, and maybe within a couple minutes it was back secure. So you probably missed it, but I researched it by putting in Alex's name in my email. And it's amazing, because once you count them, there's quite a few in the last few weeks.
But again, we had no explanation on why it was secure. I didn't know what was going on until my child got home.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it shouldn't only be coming from the children. It should be coming from the staff as well.
Right. But for her to come home and say that a student had a knife on the premises, she could have swung that knife and stabbed anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody's child was in harm's way that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And about the gun situation as well.
There's a lot going on, because I've seen pictures where there was bullets outside the school and a whole clip that dropped out of a kid's book bag.
Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that at that time I was told that the teachers didn't see it. So, you know, we need the administration to come to us and tell us what's actually going on too. We can't say that we believe the kids. We can't say that we don't believe the kids. We can't say that we believe the administration. But at this point, we have no choice but to lean on our kids for the information.
Correct.
Whether it's correct or not. So I just want to take a minute to go over the actual petition. You both were unable to, you know, get to it right away. But the petition I created it's very to the point. There's no way that you could be confused on what we're asking for. So it is titled, We Demand Transparency and Truth Regarding School Leaders at New Haven's Amistad Academy High School. And why this petition matters. You will see a picture of the school. And as concerned parents of students in New Haven, Connecticut's Amistad Academy High School, we are deeply troubled by the recent events surrounding staff's dismissal and student safety. Then I go into, my name is Marcy Lynn Jones. My daughter is increasingly reluctant to attend school due to the disruptions caused by these changes and the apparent lack of respect among students and staff. This sentiment is echoed by other parents who share our concerns. The volume of secure school correspondence has raised alarm bells without providing any clear answers about what measures are being taken to improve the situation. So the secure school is my main thing, because there's way more than those all of a sudden instead of lockdowns. The lack of transparency regarding these changes is unacceptable. We deserve to know why staff members have been dismissed, how this impacts our children's safety, and what plans are in place for future leadership. Our children's education should not be compromised due to the administrative issues. In 2019 alone, studies show that effective leadership plays a crucial role in creating an environment conducive for learning. Source, National Center for Education Statistics. Yet, here we are today with our children feeling unsafe and unfocused because of unclear leadership transitions. We urge the local authorities, school board members, and administrators of Achievement First, whoever it may be, to provide us with clear information about what has transpired and what steps will be taken moving forward. We demand transparency so that we can ensure our children continue their education in a safe environment where they can focus on learning rather than worrying about their security. And it says, please sign the petition if you believe that as parents, we have the right to know what's happening within our school's administration for the sake of our kids' future. And then, of course, there's a QR code. So that is what it actually reads. So you guys, when you get a chance to look at it. But the meaning behind this, and I'll let you know that, you know, inviting administration from Achievement First in Brooklyn, inviting the person that sends us the secure school and the school lockdowns and, you know, the acting principal and, you know, even reaching out to the old prince. I don't even know what's really going on because I really don't know. I've heard from no one.
Pause.
Rumors about, you know, Dr. Obas and all these.
This code is listed. If you have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate.
I want you guys to listen to this. I'm in Las Vegas, and this is what I'm getting on my phone.
Ashley Torres Vidal for concerns. Please do not hesitate to reach out to Ashley. We will follow up.
So that's one of the messages.
If you have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to reach out to Ashley Torres Vidal, Director of School Operations, at Ashley Torres Vidal at AchievementToFirst.org.
To replay this message,
now we get email, text, and voicemails.
Message saved. Saved message.
This is a message from Achievement First Amistad High School. Dear Amistad High School families, we are currently under a secure school status. We will follow up once this code is lifted. If you have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to reach out to Ashley Torres Vidal, Director of School Operations.
So I'm in Las Vegas and I've already gotten those on my phone, but I don't hear them because I don't have this specific phone with me when we're traveling. So I get a call from Wanda who tells me what's going on. And I'm telling her I'm in Vegas, what's going on? She said, well, they have a bunch of secure schools. They had four in that day. The following day they had two, and then they had a whole lockdown the day I got back from my trip. Now I didn't know the difference between secure school and lockdowns. So I'm thinking it's a lockdown and kids are not safe. In that message, we don't expect them to tell us, okay, a student has a medical emergency, a student is fighting, whatever it is in that message. But if it's a situation, and we discuss this with all of the staff, that they're just locking the kids in for somebody's safety because of a medical emergency, at least say the school is in secure mode, the kids are safely in their classrooms. Not, we'll get back to you as soon as this is fixed, and then swarming Ashley by giving Ashley's email, not even a phone number for her, but an email. So that is the main concern with what our petition was about. We needed to know why all of a sudden in the past few weeks, all we're getting secure schools, secure schools, secure schools. We don't know what secure school means, and that's what the problem was. So now that we know that, you know, Dr. Obas has transitioned and what secure school means as opposed to lockdowns, we have to now figure out why there's always such a huge police presence. But you're listening to Marcy Lynn once again on WNHH LP 103.5, New Haven Independence, home for community radio. And today I'm speaking to you in reference to last week's show the petition, which I am going to close because I feel as though we as parents are having some accountability too. So, Harry, you can continue. Other teachers there, you know, but how are we to even know? The only way we know is that he's not there, right? We know that he's not there. We don't know whether it's a suspension, whether it's a dismissal. We don't know anything. I mean, if you go on Achievement First website and you pull up Amistad Academy, you see Dr. Obas still as principal. So there's no way for us to know whether even that part is true. It's unfair. How many weeks has it been, guys? It's been 2 weeks or so?
I think it's been about 2 weeks now.
Because when did we go to the parent night, Wanda? They had a wonderful parent night for us, and it seemed like it went well. There, my concern with that even was that there just didn't seem like enough parents were there, you know, because a lot of parents are busy and they work those hours. But, you know, I don't want to have the parents seem pressured, but I would like to hear more from more parents. I will go over the meeting, that we had, the parent leadership committee meeting that we had. There was very few parents in there. We weren't there. So I am charging all parents at the high school, the ones that were there last night, and I said this to them as well. If we can just reach out to a couple more parents and become a strength to the administration here in New Haven, I do believe that things can change faster and greater. So I charged all parents to at least try to reach out to two other parents that they may, if you have a child that has a friend that goes to school, but you haven't met the parents, which I hope you have, contact those parents and say, look, the school is struggling right now. They need us as parents to help. They need us to help improve and return Achievement First Amistad High School back to the academic focus that it used to be. So when I say to the parents, I charge you, I mean, for the benefit of your child and the other parents' children, and for all of the parents that went last night that didn't, that saw how empty the room was, please, please, please reach out to your kids, friends, parents that may go to the school. Find out where they're at. And I also, you know, gave my information so they know I'm willing to help stand in the middle, because the school has responsibility to keep things private. They're not hiding anything. They're not maliciously keeping information from us. They have legal obligations that do not allow them to tell us every single thing. I understand it better now. I wish everybody had gone to the meeting last night. They would understand it a lot better. And you can continue, Harry. Thank you. Have the opportunity to speak. In that meeting, it was basically discussed about the Yonder packs that kids were going to put their phone in, which I changed my mind completely on, because I realized that we were able to, even though it was horrible, able to see the things that were transpiring in the school more so. Now, once they got the Yonder packs, we were unable to find out, but we ended up with more secure school and more school lockdowns, because, you know, when you take away something that the kids are so used to, they're like, oh, well, now I can get away with doing this and it's not going to be online. How do you guys feel about that? I mean, I know, Stephanie, you said you didn't sign it, and you had, your reasons were, you know, kind of the opposite of mine, because I got to see so many fights and things on my daughter's phone. And you said you wanted to be able to see that and contact your daughter, because a lot of the times, Steph?
I watched a lot of the fights, and I was confused about how no teachers were right there when, because a lot of the fights happen when they're transitioning. So why weren't there teachers or some type of staff or dean or something in these hallways while these kids was transitioning? You wanted to take their phones because the fights were being online, but the fights are still happening. So
what was the point of taking their phones? Just so they can't record it? Because the fights are still going on and you're going into lockdown and secure lockdown more than you did when they had their phones and access to them.
So what happened, Stephanie, I'm sorry, what happened when you refused to sign it? Was your child able to just keep her phone?
My child kept her phone. They tried to take it several times, and they called me and said that she was not allowing them to take it. And I told them, because I want to be able to contact my child, I need to be able to make sure she's all right. My child was going through a whole bunch of things, and I needed to make sure that she was fine. My child had multiple surgeries where the school was hounding me and sending truancy to my house because their communication skills over there are automatically off. Like, nobody knows how to communicate with anybody.
Harry, you can pause right there. I'm sorry. It's the birthday girl. So with Stephanie's mentioning the Yonder Packs again, I wanted to make sure you guys understand that the Yonder Packs were put in place, like I said, to keep the this is the birthday girl. Say wave, Czar. Say hi. Hi. So the Yonder Packs were put in place. We know now why the Yonder Packs were put in place. So initially what the kids told us why they did it wasn't the real reason. And then there were parents there that were kind of like, well, if you're not going to let your child put it in and I'm letting my child put it in, it's unfair. And this, we're not even there as far as the phones are concerned. Right now, the school even admitted the communication needs to be better. And they're more concerned with securing the school for the kids to be safe before taking their phones and before having issues with their uniform. So I'm glad that that part was cleared up. Right now, Love will have her phone until we get to another place where all of us can feel a little more secure. We are on our third day without any secure school lockdowns, and the things that they're implementing seem to be working. And Principal Lowe or AJ is well respected because the kids are always trying to let us know what's going on. But at the same time, the packs are a distraction.
Mommy.
Go ahead, Hare.
So truancy was at my door. So I had to send her to school with her condition that she was in. So I wanted to make sure I was able to contact her, or she was able to contact me to let me know what was going on with her. So they gave her a yonder pouch, but that yonder pouch stayed at home with me.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a tough situation because, you know, I had the situation where I was like, okay, the yonder pouch, she broke it a couple times. It got broken. A lot of people, you know, were breaking their pouches. And then, you know, a few days later, she's got her phone in her yonder pouch, and she ends up having to leave the school, but she can't contact me. But she was able to leave. So I'm going, okay, how is that securing her? She's able to leave. She can't get her pouch out, you know, get her phone out her pouch. She just cut it, you know? So that's just that type of situation. So she did pay her own money to get another one, but she's like, I just didn't feel safe. It was time for me to go, you know? So I don't like the fact that they have those situations where the kids are. The other day when they had the multiple secure schools, I'm being told they had a fight on the third floor, and then they had a fight on the second floor. And I think you mentioned, Stephanie, that your daughter left because it was just disruptive. Everybody was fighting so much. It was like, why? What was the point of being in school?
They were even talking about shooting the school up. My child didn't even go to school today because she was nervous about the school being shot up this afternoon. And they're not making it safe for these children here. I felt some type of way when they started busing in children from not in New Haven.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because from New Haven, the beefs that are going on social media is with these children that don't go to New Haven.
They restarted that. Yeah. That's something that used to happen like a long time ago. We're this hood and that hood, and you know, Hartford didn't like New Haven and you couldn't go to New Haven. That's back in the day when the Coliseum, you know, at that point, that was back in the, I call it unfortunate stabbings. There were a lot of stabbings and things because of areas. People would come to the Coliseum to see a concert from Hartford, and there'd be a beat Hartford and Bridgeport and then New Haven. And, you know, you couldn't go anywhere to be safe. And I feel like we're going back there.
We are.
You know, it's a tough
thing. Bad.
But we have to keep those things in mind, you know, whenever. So the rest is the rest, and a lot of it's already been cleared up. But I just want to go over really quickly before I end that, one, secure school does not mean school's in lockdown. It usually means there's a medical emergency and they have to keep the child safe by having everybody clear the hallways. And the best way to do that is to have them to actually go and keep the kids in their rooms, classrooms, so they can take care of the medical emergency or whatever that may be. The staff has, too, they've admitted that the communication is poor and are allowing us to hold them accountable. They give us the 48-hour window. If they don't hear back, if we don't hear back from whomever we're trying to contact within 48 hours, we are able to contact the principal, and we have transparency with phone numbers directly of the deans and the staff that works closely in the things that were going on previously. Dr. Obas has transitioned, period. The Yonder bags right now are optional because their focus is to actually have the students safe before worrying about their phones being a distraction. And uniforms were mentioned. That's even kind of wayward right now because they're going to have to make sure everybody's safe, and then worry about what they're doing, and then worry about what they're doing with their phones. But right now, it's going to take some time to get the school back into shape. I am praying that it will be back to where it was a few years ago, and we can get the morale lifted by the parents for the children about getting Amistad Academy High School back to the academic focus it used to be. Those of you that know their history, it's 100% college acceptance rate, and I definitely want that to continue. So with that being said, I'd like for you all to have a wonderful week. You've been listening to Marcy Lynn once again on 103.5 WNHHLP, New Haven Independence Community Radio. And remember, I love you and ain't no thing you can do about it. Thank you, Harry. Have a wonderful day and week, guys.